Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, here we are. That music can mean only one thing. It's time for the Simon Says podcast. Hurrah! We're
doing it. Ooh. Yay!
Yeah!
That was so fake. You guys are not into this at all. We're going to try that again. It's time for the Simon Says podcast.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited! Yay!
Okay, no, that was too much. That was way too much.
Oh, come on.
It was way too much. It's time for the Simon Says podcast.
That's great.
All right. Jeez, let's just do it.
That's all I got, man.
Is this 32? I think it's 32.
It is.
Yep.
And we're entering phase 2.5 here in North Carolina, getting out of the dang lockdown. That means that some businesses are reopening and that more children are going to have to wear masks. Now it's kids 5 and older. It was 11 and older. Now it's 5 and older have to wear a mask.
You know, they just keep pushing this phase thing. It's like a parent who's about to put their kid in timeout and they're like, I'm going to count to 3. 1, 2,
2.5.
2.5.
But 2¾.
Don't say it, man. Don't say 2¾. When I was telling my kid about this, there is some cool things. A part of phase 2.5, in case you don't know yet, this all goes into effect Friday, by the way, so don't run out to an outdoor playground and start doing your monkey bars and everything yet. Outdoor playgrounds reopen Friday at 5, I think. Yeah. Indoor playgrounds can operate at 30% capacity. That's like Monkey Joe's and places like that.
Right. Okay. Fire Nation.
Up to 7 people per 1,000 square feet. So think of your tiniest, worst apartment and put 7 people in it.
So is that like the airbound trampoline parks and things like that too?
Yeah, I reckon that's probably under that same umbrella.
Cool.
It's got to be. Museums and aquariums can operate at 50% capacity or up to 12 people per 1,000 square feet. So think of your awful tiny apartment with 12 people in it. That's a party.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I can do it.
Gyms, bowling alleys, skating rinks, and other indoor exercise facilities can operate at 30% capacity, up to 7 people per 1,000 square feet.
All right, wait. You said other indoor exercise places, as in like bowling was lumped in with exercise places.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's a sport.
Exercise. Those balls are heavy.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Remember Big Earn?
See, I thought bowling was already open because I keep feeling like I see very full parking lots near bowling alleys as I drive.
It's gone back and forth. They've been fighting it for months, and they're open for like 2 days, and then they have to shut down again. It's been a mess.
See, Charlie knows because she's in that life. She's in the bowling life. She's got her own bag, man.
I got my own ball and shoes.
Bowling bags are her bag, man.
That's my bowling bag, baby. Yeah.
Mass gatherings limits have been raised from 10 to 25 people indoors.
Oh my gosh, so many people.
And from 25 to 50 people outdoors,
wow.
Which means I've really got to start making some friends.
Yeah, I was doing okay with the numbers we had, but
yeah, you just about filled it to capacity before.
I don't know what I'm going to do now. And like we told you, now younger kids are going to have to wear masks. But I heard on planes, they're even making two-year-olds wear masks on planes, which I think for kids, though, wearing a mask is fun. You know, you turn it into a game.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't. It doesn't have to be like scary or weird. You can actually make it really fun.
Yeah,
sure.
You're Doc McStuffins.
Yeah, I think that sounds good in theory, but
come on. No, you're don't be a negative Nancy. You could have made it happen. Thank goodness you don't have to. But
yeah, I'm also trying to remember the last time I tried to put like a hair tie on my kid when she was little, and that went real good. So,
speaking of masks, I don't know if you guys. I don't know if everybody sees the same stuff that I see, like when I scroll through Facebook and ads pop up, because we probably are on different algorithms. We probably don't have exactly the same interests. Like Maddie's is all butt stuff.
No, it actually, thank you very much. Mine is all weird epoxy woodworking videos. I don't know why I'm down that rabbit hole.
Is that what they call it now? Woodworking? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you know what you mean? And that's not what it is.
But anyway. On mine lately, what's been popping up is, what do they call it? Like real human flesh mask or something like that?
Oh.
Are y'all seeing like, those? The Halloween mask?
No, like real human flesh.
But no, but then that's what they call it to suck you in.
Because I didn't think you could sell that.
No, I saw one. It was somebody who had a real super lifelike face, whole head mask.
Yeah, it's like this old dude. And the one that they use in the ad for it has a real like wispy mustache, and he's balding, and it's got like the full neck and like your collarbones and everything, and it would fit like all the way down into your shirt line or whatever. And so the guy pulls it on, and when he puts it on, he's blinking and he's opening his mouth and breathing, and holy, jump up and sit down. It blinks with you, and it when you move your mouth, it opens with your mouth. It's an amazing thing. And so I clicked the link and I went through and looked at it, and it's marked down. Listen to this deal. It's marked way, way down from $229 to $39 if I buy it right. There's a countdown clock on it. I have to hurry up and buy it. So
you do understand this, even in as cool as it looks, it won't protect you from the Rona, right?
Also, and there's no way it's going to fit on your head.
It ain't going to fit my head.
Like that person's face is all stretched out. What is happening?
It'll look like you got plastic surgery.
But it's amazing looking. But tell me this. Here's the thing that I think about it, because it looks so real. You put that thing on, like the one I was looking at didn't have the hair on it. It just looked like a bald old guy that you might see walking up out of the woods. You know, in a flannel shirt.
Right, real scary like,
Yeah, right about dark, you know. And I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, wow, if I had that, I could pull off all kinds of crimes. And why does my mind go to that?
Why does your mind go to that, Sean?
Yours does too. Don't even be smarty about it.
I do not know what you're talking about. You're the one who said it.
You know, I feel like all the actual criminals we've seen and their awful disguises, I feel for a $40 investment, that might be something they should look into.
Yeah,
we're not encouraging crime, but I'm just saying, why does my mind go to, if I were to need to pull off a crime,
because they're not traditional thinkers.
This mask would really, I could get away with it. I would go
think of
and
all
I would,
the banks I could rob.
That's not a great idea.
You're
not going to get a lot of money, and the money is probably marked. And if you get money in bundles, it's going to have an ink pack in it. And
robbing a bank is the worst idea.
Yeah. And if you get loose bills, you're only going to get a couple $1,000. It's a lot of work. You're going to have to hide for a long time. The money's probably sequential. There's a lot of problems with robbing a bank. You're never going to make enough money for that to be, you know, profitable, really.
I feel like, though, if I had it, what I would probably do is do lots of really good things to the community, and then no one would know who I was, so I could remain anonymous, because that's not why I do all these charitable things.
Oh, sure.
He's wearing an uncomfortable hot mask so he can go out and do good.
I'm working in a soup kitchen, but you don't know who I am.
There's a scary guy with rubbery skin over there trying to give me soup.
I'll pass, thanks.
I was starving, but I don't want it that bad.
God, when you put it like that, it sounds real weird, but I thought I was really being very kind.
I don't know why my mind goes to that. It's like when I was a kid, my favorite game to play was pretending when I was in my own home that I had broken in there and that I was sneaking around.
Yeah.
Criminal from the start.
Yeah, but if you think about it, you've been casing joints from day one. You even said, well, my example is, remember that time you said you were in Disney World on the ride and you were even casing that for weird antique jugs? Like, you're constantly keeping your eyes open for stuff that you want.
Well, it's not only that. I mean, I always have an exit strategy, too. Whenever I go in anywhere,
there you go.
I'm always looking for, if something goes down, how do I get out of here and protect the people I'm with, and what around me can be used to help me protect them?
Heisting is in your DNA.
I wonder if that pirate will let me out that door.
Yeah. I wonder if I could pull that pirate's arm off to fend off any evildoers.
That too.
Can Those I run around in the track that the pirates are chasing the lady on?
And what happens if I catch that lady? That's Maddie's thought.
There's a story of a dude. This isn't in Florida. This sounds like a Florida man, but it isn't in Florida. A 22-year-old guy went to visit a pizza shop. He was applying for a job at a pizza shop because, you know, they have been so busy. Anything with takeout and delivery lately has been blowing up. So this little pizza shop, Pizza D'Oro, guy went in to apply for a job. And while he was there applying for the job, he did the reasonable thing and he grabbed the tip jar and ran out the door. And they say he took the tip jar and ran into the woods.
Oh, man. You know, I got to tell you, I would never, ever, ever, ever do it. But it's tempting. There's a jar full of cash right there for the taking.
See, now who's plotting? Now who's a criminal with criminal mind?
I would never do that.
But had he already dropped off his resume with all his information?
Even better, he left his whole backpack in there, which had all of his ID. It contained multiple items with his name on it, along with his five good syringes, a razor blade, and cotton swabs in there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
So, they kind of found him. But I think it's interesting. The woods are always a catch-all.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because I've been watching that show Alone on the, I think it's on the History Channel, and it makes me want to go live off the grid. But again, you see these people who do that, and it's a whole different breed of person. Like the survivalist stuff is off the chains.
No
also,
doubt.
Also, it seems like the woods are only a good hiding place if you're in, say, Montana or very far away from a city or something. If you're in town at a pizza joint, you're probably, the woods aren't as great as you think they are.
They're not as
pretty
vast.
Small.
They're not as vast.
No, they're pretty small.
You say that, but but the woods are, you know, I mean, I can remember when I was a kid or, you know, teenager, little patches of woods were great cover. You know, we had incredible forts and hideouts and playhouses and stuff in little patches of woods that when I go back and ride by it now, you know, you could see right through that. You could definitely throw a football right through the entire thing. But back then, it was like, you know, what do you call it? Sherwood Forest. It was.
Yeah,
like,
but you were children. You were small. This is a grown man who is very easily seen in that patch of trees. Well, it doesn't even count as the woods.
That might go back to the things in his backpack and why he thought that maybe when he was seeing was a much more vast forest.
See a lot more trees.
Hey, man, I got to go hide in this deep, dark forest.
We used to have the best clubhouses out in the woods, too, man.
Oh,
because you could make a little, you know, fort out of anything. And if somebody threw away a couch cushion or anything, oh, God, that's got to go in the fort. That is awesome. You know, anything that you found would go into the fort and it would just get bigger and bigger. And then, you know, somebody would come along and you know what that was to a grown up. That's trash.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
But so we had this patch of woods behind our house, and I would say it wasn't even not even a quarter of a mile deep. It seemed like it was huge when we were kids again, but it went down, like it kind of went down into a gully and then back up the other side. And then once you came out, you could get to other people's houses. But we had vines that we swung on in those woods. And I mean, we felt like we were George of the Jungle. We thought it was just the best, greatest thing until the next year when we went to swing on the vine and it fell right out of the tree because it was rotten. But it was great while it lasted.
But see, that's natural. At least you didn't go back and it hadn't all been, you know, bulldozed over and
trailer on it. It was also the place where I threw the bag of trash from the first party that I ever had, and it was easily seen. Again, the woods were not as vast as I thought they were, and it was easily seen by my brother when he went to mow the yard, and I got in lots of trouble.
Well, I'm glad you did, litter bug. What are you doing throwing a bag of trash in your woods, in your own woods?
I didn't know what else to do with it. I had to hide the beer cans.
You don't want to get busted. Side note, I feel like I found the spot on my walk in my neighborhood where all the kids who are drinking and whatnot throw their empties and stuff. Because there's like the one trash can for like where people throw their dog poop and stuff. And there's always these bags of like beer boxes and beer, you know, cans and bottles. I'm like, this doesn't seem like an adult thing to do. did I ever tell a story about how me and my friends tried to dig a hole like an in the ground fort?
No.
Yeah, we
how
thought
far
that,
did you get?
Oh, I mean, maybe a foot or two, but then we really petered out. And then from then on, my dad would yell at me to have me and my friends go fill in that giant hole like in the woods. It turned into a trap, but we did stuff like that all the time.
You were in scouts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that because you wore pantyhose at camp. Never mind.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks.
He was.
Let's bring that back up. And then the other fun thing is, did you guys ever go, speaking of being in the woods, did you guys ever wander off into the woods for parties and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. That's where we had all our good parties.
I know, but it was always the weirdest thing. Like someone would say, just go to this road and then stop at tree and walk straight back and you'll find the party.
Yeah. And you always found it.
Yeah. And then
I got so mad at one of those. Go ahead.
One of my favorites was one of my buddies definitely wandered off into the dark and fell down, like, not a ravine, but it was a small drop.
No.
You're crashing. This also, the same friend who fell in the hole, like I talked about that one time, like the open manhole.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, he's the best. We had one. It was in the other county. It was in Granville County, and that's what it used to be called, the area, like, where y'all going tonight? We're going to Granville County. Oh, okay, I know where that is. That was this dirt road off of another dirt road.
Got it.
And there was a house there. There was an old, deserted house there, and the party escalated to the point. There was a bonfire in the yard of the deserted house, and it escalated to the point where Jason, this friend of mine, and a couple of other guys went in there and started pulling stuff out of the house and throwing it on the bonfire. And by the time I got there, it was fully engulfed. And I was like, what is this stuff? Well, why are you guys doing that? They were pulling old stuff out of the deserted house and throwing it on the fire. And I was like, my God, this could be antiques. This could be good stuff. What are you doing?
No. Is there any Three Stooges stuff in there?
See? I don't know what they might have been burning, man. But yeah, there was always those places. Like there was one called John Penn's, and that was just a dirt road.
We had one off of Route 4. It was like, I can't remember what the real marking was, but I remember if you drove by it, you could probably see it, you know, the fire through the trees. You know, in hindsight, but it felt like, you know, at the time, you're just walking straight back in the woods in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a few. Ours were mostly like fields as opposed to the woods. But there was, and it would be the place to party for about 4 weekends in a row until somebody got caught, called the cops, something, and then we had to move somewhere else. But there was like Antioch Church, that was one. The people went out to Bridge Out. There was a bridge that was out. We called it Bridge Out. We go out there.
Nice.
How did it get its name?
No, it's so inventive.
Hey, I got to tell y'all something. Something dangerous is coming.
What?
Twix butter.
Oh.
Wait.
You remember? It's going to be like Trader Joe's cookie butter.
It's like that dang, what's it called? Biscoff. Remember when we discovered that Biscoff butter?
Yeah, that's cookie butter.
And I could not get, I would be eating that in the car. I would go to like the World Market when that was the only place you could get it. It was a World Market. Uh-huh. And I'd be like, oh God, I know I have something I could get into this. Do I have a spoon in the car? And I'd be like eating it off my finger in the dang car before I got home. And then I'd get home and I'd be like, I'll just have one more spoonful of this before I put it in the pantry. And then it would be an empty jar. And I had to stop. I had to really cut myself off of that because I was eating whole jars of Biscoff butter on the regular.
Well, I was super addicted to the Trader Joe's cookie butter, and it was the same thing. I didn't need to put it on anything. I would just eat spoonfuls of it, and then I'd be like, oh God, it's gone, and I'd have to go back and get some more. And then all of a sudden, one day, I went back and got a jar, and I think that was about 3 years ago, and it's still unopened in the cabinet.
Get out of here. Really?
Oh, really?
Like, I just stopped. The addiction just stopped. I just didn't want any more.
Good for you, man. Yeah, I just quit buying it because if I have it, I'll eat it. It's kind of like corn liquor.
Now I'm thinking about it, though. I'm thinking it might be time to go back to the cookie butter.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Yeah, it's just like corn liquor. I mean, as soon as it's open, I can't put it down.
Hey,
get
if it's
my
here.
Spoonful.
Yeah.
But the Twix butter, I don't know if it's available here yet. It's coming by way of either Canada or Europe or whatever. But I saw a picture of the jar and I was like, what? Twix butter? There's no way I'm going to be able to avoid that.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
And if there's a jar in the house, just like corn liquor, it's going to get gone.
Just like corn liquor.
God forbid you combine the two.
Oh.
Ooh, oh my God, you just came up with something for Christmas. All I need is a jar of Twix butter and a larger jar and a bottle of corn liquor. Okay.
This is going to be real neat. This is going to be the mixer. The mixer for all the parties.
It's going to be the best Christmas ever. There's a guy who broke a world record. I'm trying to find the number because this is amazing. You know, you hear these stupid world records all the time. Mm-hmm. Like that idiot who breaks a world record every week. His one for this week was he broke the fastest time of getting a cookie from his forehead into his mouth.
Come on. I mean
it seems like you would just do that very quickly.
He did. And he broke a record. It was so quick. In fact, he broke a record. Yes, it was quick.
Oh, God.
But no, here it is. You ready? A New York State man broke his own Guinness World Record when he ripped 29 license plates in half in 1 minute.
In 1 minute?
What is that? What impresses you? He ripped 29 license plates in half.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm impressed because it seems like that would take some time.
All right,
he was ripping them very quickly.
It sounds like it, but I feel like that's a matter of he found the perfect bend to weaken it right away.
Yes. Yeah. All right, let's see you do it. Let's see you do one minute.
He's got the plate. He folds it, wiggle, 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 rip.
Hold on.
No.
I am fresh out of license plates in here, so unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to try it.
I happen to have some.
Oh, well, unfortunately, we're quarantined, and phase 2.5 doesn't say I can come over and
I tell you what,
tear your license plates.
We'll do like we did with the ham drop, and I will bag you up a license plate, and I'll put it on the back of my old car, and you can come pick it up, and you can film yourself tearing one license plate in half in 1 minute.
Oh, man, I want to do that, but I don't know if I can. Tunnel.
Yeah,
Maddie, I'm on your side here because this doesn't seem very fair. When y'all did the ham drop, you had to drive over there and put the ham on the back of his car.
Yeah.
And now the license plate drop, you still have to drive over there and the license plate will be sitting on his car. Sean has to go nowhere. This isn't fair.
Yeah, but I'm providing. I gave him the story and the license
plate.
Provided
the ham.
Yeah, I brought the ham to you, although I offered. So that goes back on me. And now he's offering me. So
he should have to bring it to you.
By the law of exchange, bro.
Nah, I'm real busy. But what was the thing?
Yeah.
What did I give you in exchange for the ham? I gave you some stuff. I don't remember what it was.
Some pancake mix, a plastic weird... like Super G container of jelly, but it had something else in it.
Yeah, the yogurt things. The yogurt squirters.
It wasn't yogurt, was it?
Yeah, it was yogurt squirty things. Like yogurt sticks.
Yeah, it was like they came out
Japanese
like,
yogurt sticks.
Yeah, they came out like string cheese.
But they were yogurt. Did y'all eat them?
I didn't, but the children did, and that was hilarious because they were like, this is an odd consistency.
Did they? Oh, but they finished.
No, they ate them. Oh, yeah. It was a curiosity eat. You know, it's like, oh, I don't understand what just happened. I better eat another one.
Right. I don't know if I like that or not. Let me try a couple more.
Right.
I get it. Did you ever make the Huckleberry pancakes?
Unfortunately, no, I have not.
Okay. You still got it?
Yes.
Okay. Because they came in a pretty bag from what I remember.
It was a pretty bag. And somebody else might get to enjoy that pretty bag at some holiday occasion.
Look, going that doesn't forward. Offend me.
I'm here listening, so it better not be me.
You won't know.
I'll know it got re-gifted.
Put it in a different container for Charlie. Got it.
You know better than to give me things that involve cooking.
Did you guys ever have... I'm sure you did. But we were talking about my little girl lately has been so into Volkswagen Beetles, and she doesn't know the difference. Like, she'll see one of those new Beetles, you know, that they came out with in the last 10, 20 years or whatever.
The fancy cute ones.
And she thinks, she's like, oh, there's one, Dad. Look, there's one. I'm like, nah.
No.
Because for me, Beetles cut off at 1978.
Right. You're like, that is not an official slug bug, honey. I am sorry. No. Yeah.
Nothing
was qualification.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mine was a 1973 Carmen Super Beetle, candy apple red, convertible with a black top. And so I can be a Volkswagen bug snob for life.
So I have a question. A girlfriend of mine in school, she had one and it was gold. It was her, had been her parents, and then they let all the girls that was their car when they were in high school. Nice. Did yours have a distinct smell?
Yeah.
Like a rubber, some kind of rubbery.
Kind of.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not, it was like all bugs smelled like that.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, and it might have been a combination of the rust in the floorboard and the cardboard heating system rotting. It was a combination.
Theirs didn't have those things, though. But I've been in other ones as well, and they have, the old ones have a distinct smell.
I think that's also old cars have a smell.
Ah, now it's just Beetles.
Bugs have a different smell, man, for sure. But I loved that car. If I still had that car, it would be parked in my driveway now, and I would drive it occasionally on weekends, even though I would have to have the window down to fit in it. But I would still love that car. That car gave me so much trouble that I used to literally fight that car. It used to break down on me so much. I remember it breaking down on me in a real bad neighborhood and just stopping, and I punched it. I punched the hood, and you know, it had that bubble hood on it, and it dented in so far, and I felt so bad. And then when I went back to pick it up, just popped the hood and punched it from the inside out, and boop, it went right back like it was supposed to be. But that car was so finicky. I had to carry two things in that car at all times. One was motor oil, because it would go through oil. You had to add oil. You know how some people carry a gas can in their car? I carried oil in that car. And the other thing was, I always had at least one bottle of rubbing alcohol. Do you know why I had rubbing alcohol?
No.
Because there was always a leak in the fuel line, and it always got water in the gas, which would choke out the carburetor, and it would strand me, you know, and then it would stop. And it wouldn't start, and it would just, you know, you'd be stranded anywhere. So if you put rubbing alcohol in that compromised gas, it will cause the water to run through the carburetor.
I love how Sean is so bougie now with his Mercedes and his mechanic and everything else. But back in the day, he was like getting it all. He knew how to rig it up and get it going.
Necessity, though. You got to do what you got to do.
Right?
When you got
But he's changed so much.
Man, I miss that. I don't remember what year it was, but I had a Nissan Maxima when I was in high school. That was a hand-me-down from my dad, and it already had like 100,000 miles on it. And it drank power steering fluid.
Ooh, weird.
So like it had a leak, and we could never took the time to fix it. So the answer is that you would sometimes turn on the car and it'd be like, Aah! Like if you turn the wheel, it would make this awful noise. And so we finally figured out so I would always have to have a bottle of power steering fluid because it would make the car, you know, make that loud, crazy noise. But I do miss that idea of certain, you know, having that car or having that vehicle that has, you know, oh, I need to have this in case this happens.
Yes.
Or, you know, so well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it drives me crazy. So, you know, we talked about on the show about how I went to that Avett Brothers drive-in concert. And so, which, you know, I had the tailgate of, I have an Explorer, a newer Explorer, and I had the tailgate open and the interior lights are on. And I could not get them to turn off. I couldn't figure out how to turn off the interior lights to save my life. And it's like, you know, back in the day, you would just have a simple switch and that's it. And now it's all computers and whatnot. And there's a part of me that absolutely hates that. I finally had to like trick it into thinking it was closed by like snapping the latch. Like I did some Google searching and I figured that out. But it's like, that's so dumb. Like I should be able to just turn off my lights and I can't.
Yeah, my guy, my fancy mechanic, Randy Jensen, who I love, he is incredible. He told me that I'll never finish figuring out all the stuff that my newer car will do.
Right.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's so frustrating because, like, I even have a computer display kind of thing on mine, and I know somebody we work with who had that same thing, and it went out on him, and, like, it malfunctioned. And so he was driving, and he couldn't tell anything because all computerized. And that, I hate that. You know, like, I love I still have a car that, you know, if something breaks, there's things to fix, whereas this one, it's like I got to get an IT guy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. They do that on purpose, you know.
Exactly.
For real.
Yeah.
I wish we had a carburetor. Carburetors.
Yeah, man. I feel like I long for that old car, but like I said, I could barely fit in it then.
I wonder if, so, you know, back in the day, you were like the tough, greasy, the tough guys could work
good
on their
looking.
Cars and
yeah,
and they, yeah, whatever.
Handsome.
But they could work on their cars, and you know, the kind of nerdy guy didn't necessarily know how to, and now the tables have turned and the nerdy IT guy can fix your car, and the tough guys are like, I got nothing.
That's my cousin. My cousin has made a huge side business off of modding computer chips and stuff for cars.
Oh, yeah?
And he kills it. And he was a super nerd. And now he's like the man. Well, at least in that community. But, I mean, I'm just saying.
Have y'all noticed the new thing they're doing on the Bojangles commercials?
What do you mean?
Dale?
Well, not just Dale. It's all of them. But they've added one little element to the Bojangles commercials that I love Bojangles. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it. You remember how I felt when I got back to North Carolina. It was like, Bojangles, I'm back, baby.
Same
I'm
here.
Back. But have you guys noticed there's one little thing that they do now on the commercial that I don't know why they did it. I don't know if it needs to be there. You guys hadn't noticed it?
No.
No.
When they say, it's bow time, now there's an extra element, and it's, bacaw.
Oh, really?
And I don't know why they need to do that.
If you know Bojangles, you know it's chicken.
It's like, and I'm not picking on either or both of you when I say this, but it's like when we talk about cats and people feel the need to meow at me.
Meow.
I know the sound that a cat makes. I don't need your help. I don't need it.
I don't do that when you mention a dog. Like, I don't bark, but for some reason with a cat, I feel like I have to meow.
I know, and it's not... I don't, it's not like, I don't want you dead when you do that. I don't want you to feel that way.
But I don't wish your will totally upon you.
But it's like with Bojangles, yeah, we get it. You have chicken. I don't need to hear the noise the chicken makes because by the time it gets to you, by the time I get it from you, it no longer makes noise. Yeah,
that sound should be over.
It better not be making any cause.
What kind of test marketing did they do on this? You know, Bojangles is good, but they don't make enough chicken noise.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure what they serve. What is it? I need a noise to...
Maybe the problem is that for so long, so there's so many transplants in the area that they got so confused by the cows that now they're like, wait, we got to remind you, they actually sell chicken here. This has nothing to do with cows.
Yeah, but you're talking Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and those cows are... And Chick-fil-A doesn't serve cows either.
Wow. I think
I had a very valid point, and we could just forget the fact that I was talking about the wrong restaurant. Everything will be fine.
Yeah, man. You're doing good.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're about at time anyway, aren't we?
Sure. Can we travel back in time, then I can take that back?
Look.
You know, those cows at the Bojangles.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing, man. People love you for your stupid crap.
They do. They really
do. I wish you were one of them.
We're gonna walk out into the woods, way out into the woods.
Real deep. Don't look back.
Thanks so much for joining us on number 32 of these. And who knows, maybe there'll be a 33 and we'll talk about other stuff and Maddie will remember what restaurant and...
I doubt it.
And you were there and you were
there. Thanks so much. Oh, I've been wanting to say this. Dang, if you're listening somewhere else in the country to these podcasts, and you ever feel the urge to use your phone to make a phone call, our Simon line is open to you any time of the day or night. You can call and share a thought. If you have a suggestion for the podcast, if you would like to hear your own voice on the podcast at any time, call the Simon line at 336-373-0987. I always check the messages. If for some reason I get killed, Maddie will check the messages. If we both get killed, Charlie might check the messages.
I don't know how.
Feel assured that someone will hear your voice if you call the Simon line. 336-373-0987. Coming up on Labor Day, we're going to be doing a Labor Day Bet You Won't Play It weekend where we play requests all weekend. And I mean, it's going to be some crazy mess. Crazy stuff. So get in on that if you want to, too. And we'll see you next week on the podcast. Final thoughts, Charlie.
Those woods aren't as deep as you think they are.
How about you, Chick-fil-A?
I was just... No. Chick-fil-A is the one with the cows, and Bojangles has the bow box, and Dale Jr. I got it.
Next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.